Hello, everyone. Steve Siebold back with Mental Toughness Blog. Last night, I had the opportunity to see Bill Maher, the television personality from Real Time with Bill Maher on HBO and formerly on Politically Incorrect. And I've been a hit-and-miss fan of Bill Maher for a long time in this way. I don't agree with everything he says, for sure, but I think Bill Maher and people like Bill Maher are important to America, and I think they're actually important to the world for this one reason. They say what's on their mind. Even though he's a comic, he is a pretty serious thinker, I think. Again, disagree with him, agree with him. It varies probably for everyone. But here's a smart guy who makes a living going on stages all over the country telling people what he thinks. And he's an educated guy. I think people like Bill Maher are important for America. We've all heard our whole lives, at least in America, don't talk about sex, don't talk about religion, don't talk about politics, especially in mixed company. We were all raised with that idea, and in mental toughness and critical thinking, we always say that's probably the worst advice we ever got. We should be talking about these issues. We should be knocking it around. Why don't we? Why are we trained not to say things about politics and religion and sex and all that stuff? And here we are on Easter Sunday in America, the big Christian holiday, and people are terrified in mixed company to talk about some of the most important things to people in the whole world. We're terrified we'll offend each other's beliefs. Well, why is that? Well, because a limited thinker holds on to a set of beliefs and lives by those set of beliefs. And typically, the middle class mindset is locked in very heavily to those beliefs. And if someone comes along with an alternative belief, it shakes the middle-class thinker's confidence. It shakes their belief systems. In other words, some psychologists have talked about this in this way. They've said most people have a series of dots in their mind, and their belief systems or their beliefs connect the dots. And if you scramble the dots on a middle-class thinker, it scares the heck out of them. And when a person is scared, what do? They fight back. They get offended. They get angry. They walk out. And this is probably the worst thing we could be advocating or encouraging with people, with any of us. We should be talking about all these things. I'll tell you how far I've gone with this. I believe in this so strongly. I've actually held get-togethers in our homes over the years with people that I know very well that are really, really smart people, much smarter than I'll ever be. And we call it a politically incorrect roundtable. It looks like a Saturday night or a Friday night gathering. But people come in and we bring up the topics of sex, religion, and politics separately and together, and people can mix it up and challenge each other's views and challenge each other's beliefs. And I got to tell you something, honestly, I probably shouldn't say this, but it's the truth. I've learned more from those conversations, hearing people with the polar opposite belief system that I've had over the years than I did in college the whole time. Because you've got people who are unafraid. They're smart, they're educated, and they're unafraid to deliver their views. Whereas in most society, especially in America, well, you can't talk about this stuff. In Europe, more so. In Australia, and more so. In other places, more so. But not so much in America. And I love America. But we can tend to be a little bit repressed because if you scramble someone's dots, if you present an alternative belief, it scares people. It scares the middle class thinker. And I would throw this at you because I've thrown this at myself for 20 years now. If it scares you when someone of a polar opposite religious belief or a different political party or a different view on sex or gay marriage or any of these types of social issues, if it offends you, if it makes you angry, check the premises of your beliefs, because probably it's a middle class belief. If you're holding on to a belief because you know you're right, I would take I would relax a little bit, and I would relax the sense of holding on because you may be wrong. It's easy to be wrong about beliefs. So I just want to throw this out on this Easter Sunday in the United States. Just throw this out to everyone that this is that people like Bill Maher, people that are willing to talk about without fear what they believe, what they think, and then shift those beliefs if they are exposed to a higher level of thinking or something they think changes their mind, and then they change their beliefs. They don't have to be rooted all in all this fear that I have to hold on to a belief I've had since I was 2.5 years old. I think these people are very necessary. They're courageous people, believe them or not, agree with them or not. These people are courageous, and we need more of them. That's what mental toughness is about in my mind. It's one of the things it's about. It's what critical thinking is about. And the more I think, what Bill Maher said last night in Fort Lauderdale really hit me. He said, we need to grow up, especially in America. We need to grow up and be mature. And he used Barack Obama as an example of a mature president. And I got to tell you, it hit me. I've been thinking about it all night. I really have. It's a good point. I didn't agree with everything he said, but it's a good thought. We need to grow up, get mature, and start really listening to higher levels of thought and see if we can't get something out of it. So just a thought on this Easter Sunday. I hope you have a great holiday. If you're a Christian. If not, I hope you have a good day anyway, but I'd love to hear your comments on this very controversial post. So thanks for listening. I'm Steve Siebel.